In a 52-45 vote, the Republican-controlled Senate confirmed Trump nominee Eric Tung to a lifetime appointment on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Senator Alex Padilla of California warned of Tung's record of sexist and anti-labor statements.
An appellate court nominee, in particular, should have the judgment, the independence, and the respect for precedent worthy of the position. But instead, Mr. Tung, the nominee before us, is not here because of his independence or his judicial temperament. He's here because of his ideology. Mr. Tung embraces an extreme and rigid view of the Constitution that rejects both equality and liberty.
Tung has taken anti-labor stances in previous legal cases. In the case Busker v. Wabtec, he took a position against protecting the wages of railroad workers. In the case Martirosyan v. UPS, he argued against a disabled employee seeking working accommodations from their employer. Padilla says he was dissatisfied with Tung's performance in a hearing earlier this year.
Mr. Tung's record and writings reveal a pattern of ideological extremism that calls into question his ability to apply the law fully and fairly.
Tung has shown difficulty operating in a nonpartisan manner. When asked by Democrat Senator Cory Booker if he thought Democrats were evil, Tung deflected.
Senator, you're asking me to comment on a political question, and as a nominee to a judicial position, I cannot and should not speculate or comment on that.
Tung was able to answer after being asked the same question by Republican Senator John Kennedy, to Booker's relief.
You really don't think that somebody's evil just because of their party they're in America, do you?
I don't think that, Senator.
Oh, God bless. Thank you, sir. That's the answer I was looking for, and I don't understand why you wouldn't answer me, maybe because I'm a Democrat, but dear God, that's the easiest question I've heard asked today, and thank you, Chairman Kennedy, for eliciting what is a response we should get from any American who's up for a federal position.
I don't think Senator Booker was trying to trick you. You don't think Republicans are evil, do you?
I do not.
And you don't think independents are evil, do you?
No, Senator.
And you don't think Democrats are evil, do you?
Senator, I do not.
Good.
Tung's resistance to answering Booker's question is another example of the growing partisan divide in U.S. politics. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.